Dear friends, we're all acquainted with burdens. We all are familiar with what having a burden is. Many of us today may have a burden. Many of us today may have a heavy burden upon our heart. And today, dear friends, we may be struggling with that burden, or maybe we have several burdens that we're dealing with at this particular time. As we began to look at God's Word last week, we began to think about how that there are so many people within our church family who has needs and has sickness and has all types of things that are going on. And life can be very hard. Life can be very difficult. And we, from time to time, get a little burdened. We get troubled. I'm thankful today that you and I have a burden bearer. I'm thankful today that, praise His glorious name, Jesus, I don't go it alone. I have someone who sticks with me. I have someone who will walk with me and talk with me and give to me and provide for me despite the burdens that have beset me. I'm thankful, my Jesus. I'm thankful for my Lord. I'm thankful for God Almighty who looks down upon us today and knows every facet of our lives. Today, dear friends, you pray for us as we share what it is that the Lord has laid upon our heart with a message that is entitled today, The Burden Bearer. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah, chapter number 9. Lord willing, this morning we want to be able to look at one passage of Scripture from the book of Isaiah, chapter number 9. Friends, if you will, take notice of verse number 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Oh, dear friends, when Isaiah began in this text 740 years before the birth of Jesus Christ, we find here this provident God, this man of faith was proclaiming one that God would send to take away the sins of the world. Well, you see, dear friends, Isaiah was speaking of the one who God would send that would pay a debt that we could not pay. When I thought about the magnitude of this verse, the Holy Spirit begin to remind me of the many reasons that the Lord sent His only begotten Son. Yes, He came to save the lost. He came to redeem this old corrupt and sinful world. But the Lord God Almighty, He sent His only begotten Son as a pillar that we could lean upon, a support that we could stand upon, to bring to us a peace in the midst of the woes that we face in life. When Isaiah penned this text, his nation was going through much in way of turmoil. His nation had fallen by the wayside in their faith, and the burdens and the trial and the tribulations mounted to a great magnitude, and they need, like we need, a little encouragement. When I began to look here at Isaiah chapter number 9, the Lord blessed our heart with this thought. How many of you have been a little bit down and a little bit out, and we fail very hard with the situations of our life, and then someone in our family will say, I got some good news. I got some good news. Oh, dear friends, we all desire a little good news. But when they will say, oh, so-and-so is pregnant and are going to have a baby, I think that it brings a sense of joy to our heart when we see how the new life comes, a new something that can bring joy to the life of those of a family. I thought about this when Isaiah began this proclamation. For you see, dear friends, Isaiah gave a birth announcement. He gave a birth announcement to bring hope and to bring joy and to bring peace and the heart of a man to alleviate the burdens that man was suffering with. Oh, dear friends, when you are struggling, when you are going through a difficult time and you have a sense of relief by something, as someone says, oh, no doubt, it brings to you a sense of joy. It brings to you a sense of hope. When Isaiah penned this glorious text, I tell you today, that brought help. It brought encouragement. It brought hope to his people. You say, well, Brother Lynn, how can a little baby bring hope? Oh, dear friends, there's so many that's in our own church family that have had birth announcements. And it has brought joy. It's brought an excitement to a family, despite their problems, despite their turmoil, despite their worries, despite their burdens, just knowing that a baby is about to arrive brings joy. Oh, dear friends, can you imagine this birth announcement that was given through Isaiah the prophet? How did it no doubt brought joy, brought hope, and praise his name, brought peace to a world in decline. Oh, I tell you today, dear friends, with the burdens that are heavy upon us, with the things that we're facing in life that is taking its toll upon us, I tell you today, let us rejoice and declare of good news. There was a birth. There was a birth 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem. There was a birth that brought peace and joy, and praise his glorious name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is bringing to you what we need at this moment and in this time. For you see, dear friends, oh, Isaiah, when he made this proclamation, when he gave this birth announcement, what he was doing, dear friends, he was speaking of none other than the burden bearer. The burden bearer was and is and forever will be the Son of the Most High God. I'm thankful today. That I got someone who will bear the load. Isaiah would say, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. What's he saying? He's saying God is sending his precious lamb, sending it to a lost, dying, and very sinful world to become our family, to join and unite with us and to help us with the trials that life brings. For you see, dear friends, he would go on and say, a child is born unto us, a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. The worries and the woes of life are very heavy. You can't find relief in Washington. You can't find relief in Nashville. But But I tell you today, you can find relief in the arms of the Lord. You see, that's when this announcement was made. He was to give Israel, he was to give Judah hope. Because you see, their friends, their dependence was on man instead of having a dependence on God. And the burdens were so heavy, and it drug them in the quagmire of sin, and they were in a place where they just could not get out. It's sinking so low. There was one coming. Praise God, there was one coming that could reach down and lift them out. There was one coming who could take their worries, their woes, their trials and tribulations and take them upon himself and hold them and comfort them and bless them so that they, praise God, could get through. God today, the Lord's Son has a desire to help you and to help me. You say, well, I need a government to help me. Well, I tell you what, the government can do nothing but just bring you more hardship. You might say, well, I need this facility to help me. Oh, you might get a temporary relief. But what we're talking, dear friends, is long term. What we're talking is eternal. What we're talking today, dear friends, is something that will not only sustain us, but praise God, will help us till he takes us home. Isaiah was speaking of the true one who could see him through. That's why that he said, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Oh, I like that, what Isaiah said. He spoke about that shoulder. Now listen up, dear friends. What we're saying is this. When you look at the burden bearer, you can't look at the burden bearer without looking at the shoulder. Because in the Hebrew language, it's called Shekim. It's called Shekim. And what that means is this. It's the place that the burdens are placed. How many of you have seen somebody? It'd be somewhat quite heavy. And they'll hoist it up on their shoulder. And they'll yoke it and they can carry it. They can carry it a whole lot better on their shoulder than they can at their waist. You know why? Because there's a point of strength on the shoulder. And when Isaiah began to pen this about the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he was speaking of the burden bearer that will take your burdens and take my burdens and put them on his shoulder and take us by the hand and, praise God, lead us where we need to go. Because you see, dear friends, when we're burdened down and we're heavy laden with the things of life, I tell you, many cases fall into this category. We just quit moving and we lay down. Isaiah's people had laid down. They had just laid down. They had just quit. They had just throw it in the towel. The trials, the hardships, the burdens were overwhelming. The enemies were all around. The one that they had confidence in, their king, had fallen by the wayside. All that they had was anguish and pain. But praise be to God for the good news, the birth announcement that Isaiah gave. For he proclaimed that the was one that was in the midst. There was one that was coming that could bear their burdens and help them along life's way. And the same one that Isaiah proclaimed over seven centuries ago is the same one today who will never leave us. us nor forsake us. The same one that sticks closer than a brother. The burden bearer. Jesus Christ. In our little daily devotionals, a gift given, a life changed, a world changed through the names of Jesus. Dear friend, our burden bearer will help us. Our burden bearer will alleviate us with all the things that's weighing us down. That's why that Isaiah would say this in this passage of Scripture. For Isaiah would go on to tell us in this wonderful word that he will be called Wonderful Counselor. What does that mean? That means someone that we can talk to, someone that we can vent to, someone that we can alleviate our worries with when we speak to him. And praise be to God, this Wonderful Counselor will listen. He will be on every word, every syllable that comes out of our mouth. You know why? Because he cares for us. So what was Isaiah saying? Isaiah saying, hey, friends, you're not having to go it alone. You got someone who will take your burdens and carry them with you. You got someone that you can talk to, that you can confide in. You can know that through and by his infinite wisdom and his power and might that he is able to the uttermost to help you with the burdens you have. But not only knowing that they had a burden bearer, not only knowing that they had someone that they could talk to, not only knowing that they could confide in the one who had strength, power, and majesty, but with those things said, they had an opportunity to have peace in their heart. To have peace in their life. And that's why that this great prophet of God would state what he stated when he spoke about the everlasting Father, where there would be no end. And he called him the Prince of Peace. When your burdens are bared and you're alleviated with the stress of life, I tell you, friends, it don't stay void. I can tell you that emptiness, that boldness that you have in your heart can be filled with the peace and the love of God. So the Lord desired to alleviate the burden. The Lord desired to commune. The Lord desired to give confidence to the troubled people of the one who was able. And the Lord desired for his people to have peace. We desire peace today, do we not? I don't think that there's a one of us likes to low. None of us like to be faced with hardships. We all desire peace in our life. We all desire to have a sense of euphoria about us. We all desire these things. And that's why that Isaiah would go on to tell his people this. He would say in Isaiah chapter 26, in verse number 3, it says, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." What Isaiah is saying, you can have that sustained peace in your heart and in your life and have your burdens bore if you will simply put your trust in him. Why do so many in our day and time have so much hardship? Why so many in our day and time so lowly and without? You know something, dear friends? I've met old saints of God that has had more crippling ailments than you could count. I've seen folks that has been ravaged with the plagues of disease and hardship in their life, but they got joy in their heart. They'll raise them little hands in the midst of their trial and thank God for Jesus. I got called to the hospital a few years back. This little lady dying. She was in intensive care. Gangrene had set up, and she was in terrible shape. They said, she's just got a few hours. So I hurried down there as quick as I could. Her pastor was out of town, and he was trying to make it. And both of us was making a mad dash to Oak Ridge Hospital. And I got there just before David. And I walked in, and she took me by the hand. And she said she was ready to go. She said, you know something? She said, preacher, I want you to do something for me. Big smile on her face because she had the joy of the Lord. She had peace. She said, but I want you to do something for me. I said, I'll do anything I possibly can for you. She said, pray for some of my family. She said, because you know why? A lot of them are rascals. What she said? I'll never forget that. She called them rascals. You know why she did that? Because the lifestyle that they were living was a lifestyle of burden, sin, and shame. But you see, dear friend, because she knew the Prince of Peace, because she confided in that mighty counselor, because she rested in the strong arms of the Lord, she knew that she had peace in her heart through Jesus Christ. And what she had, she wanted them to have before it was too late. Why did God give Isaiah this particular message at this particular juncture in the history of his people? Because they needed as they never needed before. And when you look around our world today, you will see so much in way of anguish and pain and suffering and hardship as never before. As never before. You say, well, Brother Lynn, is people watching? Yes, they are. People are not only watching, but they're seeking and they're desiring. You say, well, how do you mean? We got a little website here at the church. Many of you may not even think anything about it. Probably a good portion of you probably would never even logged on to it. But I got a call Friday night about 9:30, Friday evening. There's a man who's looking for a church, needed some enlightenment. Got him a place down here in Creekwood. Called me. He said, I've been looking, and I come across your website. And he was reading, and he called in, he asked me questions. And he seemed like a fine fella, and I invited him to church. I said, there's a lot of good churches here. There are a lot, and you're more than welcome to come here. He said, I just stumbled upon your website, and I just been looking over it, looking over it. He said, I just wanted to call you. I said, that's great, you call me. But you see, dear friends, there's people looking. There's people searching. They look at you. They look at the church. They look at Pine Hill. They look all around. You know why? Because people's hurting today. When Isaiah looked out over the vast landscape, what he seen was a people that was overwhelmed with the burdens of life. They'd fallen by the wayside because they had forsook that mighty counselor. They didn't confide in the Lord. He was unwilling to let the strong arms of the Almighty embrace them. You see, dear friends, they had taken upon themselves that they're just going to go it alone. Well, Isaiah's declaring to the world that you don't have to go it alone. For there's one that was coming, and there's one that is, and forever will be, who will bear your burdens, who will help you as you walk down life's way, who will bring to you a sense of peace in your heart. And that one that
Isaiah was speaking of is none other than Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And Jesus would say in the Gospel of Matthew, in Matthew chapter number 11, in verses 28 through 30, Jesus would declare this message. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The fulfillment of Isaiah's proclamation came through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And Jesus would declare, before he would ascend to God the Father, he would declare to all the world in Matthew chapter 28, verse number 18, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Dear friends, we're covered. We're covered. You know, there used to be a insurance company. I believe it was Allstate, the Good Hands people. You know, dear friends, we're in the good hands. We are covered. You and I don't have to go it alone. You and I today, we have a burden bearer. And I'm thankful today, dear friends, that I have got somebody that I can take it to. If you're today going it alone, if you today are burdened all by yourself, dear friends, I beg you today, look to that Prince of Peace. Look to that mighty Counselor. Look to that Almighty One who not only can bless us, but praise His glorious name, has a desire to help us. Because we all need help. Have you ever tried to carry it by yourself? Sure. You ever had an issue and a problem that you thought you could handle? Sure. I'm going to tell you something from personal experience. Every time old Lynn tried to tote it, he might carry it a little ways, but before you know it, he began to drag it. Then after a little while, it just got him down. And that's what burdens do. They just get you down. Isaiah's people was down. They needed an uplift. They needed a pick-me-up. And God gave them one through His Word. And dear friends, listen. God has a desire to give us what it is that we need today if we'll simply receive what's being offered this morning. Let's stand to our feet.